This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. There's news that United Airlines will cut 30% of management jobs in October. Reuters is also reporting about 30% of United pilots may be, quote, displaced. At a time that few are flying, the airlines are also trying to find ways to keep their most lucrative customers somehow engaged. It's a lot about frequent flyer programs, Marketplace's Jack Stewart reports.
Customers like Jasmine Mazik are the reason why airlines have frequent flyer programs.
I am extremely loyal to American Airlines.
Her typical travel for her job as an entertainment publicist is enough to earn her high enough status to get perks, free checked bags, early boarding, lounge access. She took 8 flights in the first couple of months of this year alone before the movement restrictions around COVID-19 kicked in. Now she's worried she might lose her status.
Every year you start over and you have to, you know, reaccumulate your points. So it is extremely difficult this year because a lot of us are on hold from traveling.
These programs are important to business travelers who are in turn crucial to airlines as they pay for those profitable business class seats, says Samuel Engel with the aviation group at consultancy ICF.
You could be looking at a group of people who are 2% of the airline's flyers and over 15 or even 20% of their revenue.
The last thing airlines want is to give travelers any excuse to rethink their favorites. So American, United, Alaska, Southwest, and Delta say they'll extend elite status until at least into 2021 and make it easier to qualify this year. Airlines haven't had to pay much attention to their loyalty programs over the last few years because they haven't had to fill empty seats. Demand and profits have been high. Gary Leff from the View from the Wing website, which covers frequent travel, says that could change now if travelers are slow to come back.
It's going to be a rejuvenation of frequent flyer programs because fundamentally they are the primary marketing vehicle that travel providers have, and marketing is going to be a lot more important in the coming environment.
As airlines and passengers both wait to see what air travel looks like as movement restrictions are lifted. I'm Jack Stewart for Marketplace.